The U.S. Geological Survey is releasing new numbers today on the status of the California sea otter. After hitting a record-high mortality rate last year, animal advocacy groups are hoping for a reversal of the disturbing trend. Jim Curlin with Friends of the Sea Otter says if the numbers are up, there's more work to be done. And if the numbers are down, the cause for concern continues.
The way we always interpret it, if the numbers are up for the sea otter population, we have to remain cautiously optimistic. We can't celebrate. We can't figure that we're out of the woods with sea otter recovery because recovery has been slow.
Last year, there was a huge spike in the number of sea otters killed by shark bites. Researchers found tooth fragments and bite marks suggesting the great white sharks were confusing the otters for their preferred prey of seals and sea lions. Even more troubling was that the number of female sea otters killed by shark bites more than doubled in 2011. Curlin says while there's not much that can be done to prevent shark bite deaths, Californians can improve their land-sea connection.
What we put in our drains at home, what we put on our lawns, agricultural practices, urban practices, all eventually get into the ocean and they hurt animals like sea otters.
The California or southern sea otter was once hunted to the brink of extinction and is now protected by state and federal laws and on the endangered species list. The USGS, along with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, regularly monitors the sea otter's progress to help determine if the species should be delisted. This is Lori Abbott, California News Service.